亲爱的朋友，大家下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播网络电台正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家来到今天的精短人物听力，马上要请出今天的嘉宾老布爷爷。
Good afternoon, Jing Jing. Good afternoon to everybody here in China. I think, Jing Jing, this has been a wonderful week for friendship between our countries. You're Chinese, I'm British, and our two countries have come together beautifully this week.
老布爷今天一开始显得非常的激动啊，还发表了一篇开场致辞，说亲爱的先生们、女士们，这周呢，对于中英两国人民来讲意义非凡。
Well, I think one of the greatest photographs, Jing Jing, you know how I enjoy to have a beer. I think a wonderful photograph was the British Prime Minister David Cameron with the President Xi Jinping there in a local pub in the countryside in the UK having a pint of beer and fish and chips. It was wonderful to see that.
哎呀，习大大呢最近竟正在英国哈进行这个国事访问。这两天呢，我们在这个腾讯新闻上看到的消息说，他正在英国乡间的 pub 酒吧和这个英国的首相卡梅隆一起小酌啊聊天。哎呀，这种感觉看上去实在是太棒了。
Anyway, it was good, Jing Jing. I was very proud. I thought my country did a very, very good job in welcoming the president.On his first official visit there to the UK, I think he did a really great job, and Her Majesty the Queen was superb.
嗯，老布爷爷说，作为大英的子民，他来自苏格兰啊，他觉得他的祖国呢，这一次在接待这个中国的外宾这件事上啊，做的真的是相当完美，他对此非常骄傲。
The only thing now, Jing Jing, of course, is that Britain will be crowded with Chinese tourists all taking selfies in front of Buckingham Palace and all the other places that have been in TV this week. You can be sure there'll be crowds of them. They'll be good, especially with the new visa policy.
他说呀，随着这个新签证政策的啊即将实行呢，可以想象在英国我们将会见到大量的中国游客在各种各样的英国的一些地标地点上自拍。
Anyway, Jing Jing, today we're not talking about beer, we're talking about wine.
好，不过在今天呢，我们可不是谈论啤酒啊，我们要谈一谈什么酒？谈红酒。
Well, we're meeting a friend of mine, David, from...Actually, originally from Berlin. We'll be hearing a lot about this, but David's made his home here. But he's working with a company that people in Beijing in particular will know the red and white symbols of Cheers, C-H-E-E-R-S. This is a relatively new imported wine company that set up shops in many parts of Beijing and now moving to other places, other cities in China.And developing this, what has become a family.、
Mm.
It's become almost a family sort of concern. But it's been done in a way that promotes a lot of friendship between people. People go to the shops. They can be on television. They've got their own TV station. They've got their own university about wine. They've got a whole range of things. And what's more changing, prices are very affordable.
Fair prices.、
Mm.
Fair prices.、
Yeah.
在北京的中国朋友或者是外国朋友，如果说您对红葡萄酒比较感兴趣的话，相信您一定听过这样一个名字，叫做 Cheers, C-H-E-E-R-S, 一个大写的 Cheers。Cheers 的原意不就是干杯吗？当然在英国人的这个口语当中呢， Cheers 也是英国人说 Thank you 的意思，对不对啊？ Cheers 也是一个 British way of saying Thank you.
Yeah, well, really...That, we do that. I end up a lot of my emails, Jing Jing, a lot of my WeChats end up, cheers, Bruce. It's just a way of saying it. But cheers is also the same as like Chinese. Well, not quite. Chinese is ganbei, which means bottoms up.
Yes.
And you're taking the baijiu and you're drinking it quickly. In the UK, cheers, you know, it's often associated, say, with beer drinking, the cheers, and you clap your glasses, touch your glasses and take your beer with wine, you know,It's your health,cheers. And so they've adopted this. But also, if you notice the logos for the company, it's all about cheers makes you smile. Honestly, you've got this funny display that looks like big eyes made from wine glasses.
其实 cheer 这个单词还真的有多重的意思啊。除了我们说它是干杯之外呢，也有这个微笑的意思。你看我们平时那个拍照的时候，有时候会说 cheers, 有时候会说 cheese, 对不对？也会有一种让人心情开心的效果。 在北京喜欢葡萄酒的，无论中外人士，应该都听过这样一个店叫 Cheers。
But anyway, Jingjing, before we really talk about David and the wine, we're talking about David's background, first of all,、in Germany, because we already mentioned Britain being a place for、Chinese people going on holiday. Germany is also very popular with many direct flights from Beijing, Shanghai, Guangzhou,、flying into the major cities. And、I know you can fly the...from Beijing to Berlin、and a lot of places in Germany well worth going to see and also to enjoy some beautiful wine.
其实 Cheers 这个小店、在北京这朝阳区的朋友应该是比较更熟悉一些，比如说我平时有时候下班的时候会走过这个东大桥路，就会有一家、小店在永安里附近，就会有一家小店叫 Cheers， 是它的一个小分店，经常啊经过的时候就会看见啊这个门口摆了很多免费畅饮的葡萄酒，瞬间对这个小店的好感就提升了不少。这个小店呢，它这个店面设计和 logo 啊，都非常的有时尚感啊，不像我们平时看到的酒吧都是木质桌椅啊，比较黑暗的小屋、等等。起饮 Cheers 呢非常明亮，店里呢会燃着彩灯，陈列架上呢摆着各式各样的葡萄酒。更神奇的是，据说啊，它还不只是一家卖葡萄酒的店，还是各种活动聚会的一个好地方了。那它的标志呢，一个 logo 哈、就是笑笑的两个一张笑脸，然后呢两个相撞的酒杯，非常有趣。那在今天呢，我们要遇到谁呢？我们要遇到一位在起饮工作的一位德国人，叫做 David。 David 从 Berlin 来到北京，从柏林来到北京，就在 Cheers 工作。他的工作呢，就是要致力去搜罗世界各地优质且深具特色的一些葡萄酒，从酒庄原装入瓶进口，提供给中国顾客质优这个便宜的佳酿。我们都说葡萄酒很贵是吧，但是呢你能够买到便宜的葡萄酒，质量还好，哎，这就很不容易了。
Well, we're meeting today David Schaumann. He's from Berlin, and today it's the capital of Germany. But when I first went there many, many years ago,Berlin was split up between West Berlin and East Berlin because there was East Germany and West Germany.And I was later on, I was back there on a train in 1987, Jingjing, 28 years ago, I was on a train fulfilling a dream. And that dream was to take the train all the way to China. And it's funny, here we are, we passed through Berlin on this train coming to China, and here I am talking with a gentleman from Berlin who...has also come to China, to Beijing, to make his home here.
我们说呀，相似的人总会再相逢。有一天呢，这位来自德国的 David 竟然遇到了同样喜欢酒的 Bruce。好家伙，这下呢，两个来自悠久文化之乡的异乡人，一个来自德国，一个来自苏格兰啊的布鲁斯，两个人一起啊就开了一瓶酒，坐下来就聊了聊。第一呢是对酒的爱好，第二呢是对各自家乡酒文化的一种相互的信息的交换，聊了一番。所以今天我们要给大家带来这个 feature story 呢，就叫做《把酒言欢思何处》，柏林北京起饮路。大家可以看到，我们有一段的这个 background 啊，介绍在文本当中。
Well, David was telling us, as you hear in the tracks, that he grew up really in Berlin and he studied at the university there, but he had the opportunity to go on a semester exchange program to Hangzhou. Now I'm going to tell you, this is actually a dangerous thing for foreigners to do, to be invited to go on programs to study or to work in China for a year, because just like Lao Bo, when Lao Bo was sent for a year to live in Guangzhou in 1992, David comes over to Hangzhou,and loved it so much that he thought, well, I'm going to settle here and live here.
你看，我们来说一说这个 David 是怎么样和中国结缘的吧。就说呢，他曾经有一年啊，小的时候都是在柏林长大，大学也是在柏林读的。有一年呢，要参加一个什么中国和杭州和柏林之间的一个交流的项目，然后呢就被跟着这个交流项目到了杭州。没想到呢，这一下就对中国之爱一发不可收拾了。刚才老布还开玩笑，老布 was joking， 他说 it's a dangerous thing， 这是一件引号危险的事情。对于这种外国人来说，参加这种文化交流项目特别危险，几乎很多外国人都是一参加这样的项目，来到中国以后，打死都不会再走了。
Well, this is true. I mean, people people in the West actually think some of us are crazy when they hear that we're giving up our normal jobs back, say, in Britain, to give up and to come to China. Because one of the problems is many people in the West still don't know very much of what life is like in China.
这是一个事实.
And they hear lots of often silly things about what it's like here. But foreigners who come here see opportunities, see a different lifestyle, fall in love with the place, settle down. I was talking with a restaurateur yesterday, and this very top chef from Belgium gave up his life basically in Europe and came and started a restaurant here in Beijing that's now been voted number one top-end restaurant in China, number two in Asia. But his friends back in Belgium, back in Europe, said, you're crazy. But he came here, and he made the success of it. It was the same with the company that David works for, Cheers Wine, run by a lovely Swiss lady, Claudia, who is very enthusiastic about developing things, and in only 2 or 3 years has made Cheers into a very busy, very good company here in China.
老布是一个西方人哈，他对西方人对东方人的这种看法啊，长久以来形成的一些固定的一些印象，他非常了解。其实像老布这样的，像 David 这样的外国人啊，到中国来哈，其实是不多的，并不多。大多数的西方人，尤其是西方人啊，他们对中国的印象呢，还停留在比较遥远、比较落后、比较保守的那种印象。一说什么你要到中国去做生意啊，很多人都会说啊，你疯了吗？是不是怎么地哈？现在呢，随着这个文化交流，相对来讲，中国这种大气啊、格局啊、文化的输出啊，让这个西方人也是比较震惊啊一点。但是还是有大部分的人，如果你没有亲自来到中国的话，你的印象还是没有办法进行一种完全的摆脱。所以老布就对此非常感慨吧。遇到 David 以后，两个人一看，哎呦，对中国都那么有情感啊，这个就聊了很多，加上又有好酒。
You see, part of the success for the company is the fact that they saw an opening in the market.What was happening in China, you had locally produced wines for many years, but you're also having imported wines, but the imported wines were often very expensive. And people had the idea, a wrong idea, that you had to pay a lot of money to get good wine. But this is not true. You actually can get very good wine at affordable prices, if you know what you're doing. So what was basically happening with Cheers was they imported wines that they could sell at affordable prices. So people were not paying, you know, hundreds of thousands of renminbi for a bottle of wine, but you were getting it at good prices.
对于进口的东西，尤其是进口酒，我们都会有一个非常固定的观念，就是说这东西一定很贵啊，要花个几千几万啊，买一瓶进口酒之类的。其实事实未必是如此。Cheers 这个公司想做的事情呢，就是想把那些好酒、好质量的酒弄到中国来，让大家都能喝上。但是呢，又以一种 affordable prices， 绝对不是虚高的价格，比较平价、比较亲民、比较这个靠谱的价格。
And this is what's called finding a niche, N-I-C-H-E, a niche in the market. People look at, you know, China, think, oh, it'd be impossible to develop anything there. But if you look, you can find many openings. Give an example, Jingjing, our friend Dominic Naluogo saw an opening for designer t-shirts, developed that. Another friend of mine, Andy, developed craft sausages, and is doing that. And people are finding these, you know, they find these niches, and they develop them, and they make successful business.
好，那么背景呢，我们就介绍到这里。接下来，我们来听一听两个爱酒的男人，他们有幸偶遇，都聊了一些什么。
Germany, Berlin.
The last time I was in Berlin was 1987, and guess what? I was on a train coming to China.
I'm going back 3 times a year, and still it changed very fast. I'm sure you will be surprised if you might go the next time to Berlin.
When I was in Berlin, it was still a divided city, and I made various journeys into the east.
Berlin is one of the most livable cities in the world, best place to be.
I remember outdoor cafes, people sitting by the river, drinking wine, drinking coffee?
Yes, Berlin is still, until nowadays, one of the most coziest, relaxedest cities. Everybody enjoys life. It is, on the other hand, a city with the lowest income in the whole country, Germany. On the other hand, it is the cheapest city in Germany. Berlin is a very international city. Many artists and influencers from the whole world are boiling together in one pot, Berlin. And this, of course, has effect on the whole scene and on everything. I never really planned to come to China. My university at that time in Berlin offered an exchange semester program, which brought me to Hangzhou, Zhejiang. And I stayed there for half year as a student, so I came as a student. And now I'm here for more than 4 years, and I'm not planning to go back to Germany. I do not have any reason. China, for many people, has many opportunities, and if you're lucky and catch one of those opportunities, indeed, you have many ways to find things which you might not find in your home country. I joined Cheers 2 years ago. We were a small startup at that point of time. We developed very fast. I changed my positions quite a lot. I am still responsible for the reporting and part of the operations. Right now I'm taking care for the marketing as well. And it is a very fascinating, exciting, fast environment, what just keeps my attention all day long. We are based in Beijing, our headquarters is in Beijing, and I stick to the city Beijing. Even if we are now opening very many stores elsewhere in China, many other cities already joined the Cheers family. But yeah, my responsibilities are here, and I stay here. Yes.
Germany was a place where we always had the fine wines, the beautiful wines from the Rhine, and southern Germany were very, very popular.
But yeah, Germany is a very good wine country and still offering very decent wines for fair prices, which causes that we are still today in Cheers, in our stores here, having a wide assortment of German wines.
We used to drink with as a student Liebfrau Milch.
Yes, we still have it. We have it here in Cheers in the traditional, typical blue bottle. We offer it, and it is one of our best sellers. Everybody loves and drinks it.
That was the one when we were out dating, you know, when you were a student. We used to love going out to have the steak and the Liebfrau Milch.
For a nice summer night, a warm summer night, out of one of our terraces in front of our stores, the Liebfrau Milch is still a very good choice.
大家细细品一下德国人的英文怎么样，听上去还是不错的哈。有人说速度稍微有点快，你想啊，这两个都是，是吧，这种都是欧洲人，这英语都不是问题，所以你就当他俩在酒桌旁聊天，你在旁边旁听，呵呵，偷听到了。现在你来想一想啊，他到底都说了些什么，他俩哈。
So, David is telling us, he says, I am from Germany, from Berlin, and I'm saying the last time I was in Berlin was 1987, and I was on a train coming to China.
这两个陌生人能够套近乎的方式，我想也就是只有说一说大家共同去过的地方了。他说 I'm from Germany, 注意这个 Germany 哈 ,many 就是个名词哦， German 是个形容词哦，好不好？ Germany 是德国，我来自德国的柏林， Berlin. The last time Bruce said I was in Berlin, 布鲁斯说上一次我在柏林的时候是1987年、
yeah.
好多听众还没有生出来吧那会儿哈。
So you can realize 28 years ago, life changed for me. Otherwise, I would have been, let's say, normal Jingjing, still living in Scotland, you know. But here I am, after that train journey, wow. It was love at first sight, as we say. Now, so David's saying that I'm going back 3 times a year, and still it changes very fast. This is Berlin. He flies back up from Beijing, back up to Berlin, 3 times each year, see family back there, parents, and the city changing very fast.
嗯，老伯说，当年1987年的时候呢，我当时是在坐在欧洲啊，坐穿越大陆的列车来到中国，所以呢，途经了柏林。David 说 ，I'm going back 3 times a year. 哎呦，我每年啊要回家三次。And still, it changes very fast. 柏林这个城市仍然是变化非常迅速的。
And he tells me, I'm sure you will be surprised if you go there next time to Berlin. If you go back to Berlin, it will be huge changes since the times when I was there, staying there, and also passing through the train.
I'm sure you will be surprised. 我相信呢，你将会非常的惊讶。If you go there the next time to Berlin. 如果你下一次再去柏林的话，哈，这个对方就说，相信你一定会非常惊讶的。哎，在我们的印象当中，觉得欧洲的很多城市都是没有什么变化的，因为他们已经很发达了，已经高度文明了，所以他们注重保留历史。像柏林这种城市，如果它还在进行变化的话，那看来是一个非常有生命力的城市啊。
When I was in Berlin, this is me talking, when I was in Berlin, it was still a divided city. This happened after the Second World War. Berlin was divided up between the East and the West. And really, when I was in West Berlin several times, I went into East Berlin because you had to get your transit documents to take the train back to West Germany. So you were going back and forth between the two. It was really fascinating, very interesting time.To be there.
原来男人在酒馆里遇到了，都会炫耀自己当年的旅行经历。老布说，哎，我当年在柏林的时候，它还是一个分裂中的城市呢。When I was in Berlin, it was still a divided city. 二战以后，柏林是东柏林、西柏林，对吧？老布说出这句话的时候，顿时觉得他已经什么翻了哈、啊，已经高端翻了，就这种。我在那会儿的时候。还是分裂城市呢？意思就是说你们都还没有出生啊。
So David is saying that Berlin is one of the most livable cities in the world. It's a very nice place to be, best place to be. And I'm saying that I remember outdoor cafes, people sitting by the river drinking wine, drinking coffee. It's a very relaxing place I found when I was there. He's saying now today it's a very livable city, it's a lovely place to be.
老布说 I made various journeys into the east.老布说因为我当年啊就是很多旅途吧啊设计了很多的这个旅程来到东方所以呢沿途一路上也是经过了不少的欧洲城市的。Berlin 这个城市呢 is one of the most livable cities. Livable, 这是一个对一个城市最高评价的词了一个可宜居的非常可宜居的城市。而且这是世界上非常可宜居的城市之一 ，best place to be， 最好的城市，那评价相当高了。欧洲，德国，大家想想，德国现在在做什么样的事儿哈？在接纳难民，是不是这样的事儿？最好的城市，你看 ，I remember outdoor cafes， 我还记得户外那些咖啡馆一个城市，欧洲城市典型风貌是什么呢 ？People sitting by the river， 人们悠悠闲闲地坐在河边 ，drinking wine， 喝葡萄酒 ，drinking coffee， 喝咖啡。你看看这种生活，所以 Berlin is until now
one of the most cozy and relaxed cities. See, if you think of Germany, you've got big cities like Frankfurt, a big business center, people you know are working hard in the banks and so on. Munich, Cologne, Hamburg. There's much more pressure of life there, but Berlin, the capital, there's a lot of arts, culture.Nice environment, much more relaxed. You don't have the stresses of everyday life that you have in the other big cities.
嗯，我们来看有两个形容词，形容它是一个什么样的城市呢 ？One of the most cozy, C-O-S-Y, cozy 是什么感觉？温暖的冬天，你卧在温暖的沙发里，哎呀，听着老唱片，这种叫 cozy， 非常的舒服。Relaxed, 放松的，没有压力的啊，让人觉得很平静的。欧洲的城市啊，就是这样啊。你去任何一个城市，坐在靠河的地方，喝啤酒也好，喝红酒也好，喝咖啡也好，当时当地那种感觉，给你是完全放松。包括那个城市带给你的感觉，你都忘记了你是在红尘俗世中生活，一心觉得没有什么可以去思考，只想思考人生和哲学，那个氛围就是那样的。
Yeah, basically everybody enjoys life. It's a place that people kind of relax and enjoy. It's also, this surprised me, it's also a city with the lowest income in the whole country. The reason I think for this is it's not a business city. You know, if you take Britain, for example, London, highest incomes, you know, but people have a lot of stress because London's a business city, a lot of finance, a lot of people making the money. But you go to some other parts of Britain, it's much more relaxed. I think it's the same thing here in Germany, that Berlin more relaxed than the business centres like Frankfurt, possibly. But on the other hand, it's the cheapest city in Germany. So it's although the income, people's income is maybe not as high as other cities, but the cost of living is actually lower. That was quite surprising.
是啊，我们觉得吧，啊，你看都是发达国家了，那发达国家的城市一定都得像咱们中国的啊，北京、上海似的，什么什么高楼大厦呀，什么车水马龙啊之类的。其实真的还不是这样了。像柏林的话，就是一个 everyone enjoys life。人们都在忙着什么呢？根本没有忙着在上下班，人们在忙着享受生活。It's also the city with the lowest income in the whole country. 竟然还是整个德国收入最低的城市。
Right, and David is saying that Berlin's a very international city. There are many artists and influences from the whole world are boiling together in one part, that's Berlin.So in other words, this is what I'm saying, it's kind of relaxed, it's a place where artists would go, architects, designers, writers, musicians will go there, and it's boiling together. So people, remember we used the phrase melting pot before Jing Jing, we talked about New York as a melting pot, people from all over the world coming together. Here we have, in Berlin, artists and people mixing together in this city, and developing a culture for the city.
Mm.On the other hand, 从另外一方面来说呢 ,it is the cheapest city in Germany, 还是德国呢最便宜的一个城市。那这样的话那岂不是就更宜居了吗？生活也便宜啊，最便宜的城市。另外从另外一方面来看 ,Berlin is very international city, 还是一个非常国际化的城市。有谁？有 many artists， 有很多的艺术家和 influences from the whole world， 很多来自世界各地的人和他们的影响，他们的文化 are boiling together。boil 是煮啊，煮成沸水啊，是吧 ？boiling together， 哇，就像那个 melting pot 一样，大家不停的融在一起，煮在一起，相互混淆，相互影响 in one part。所以柏林也是一个非常国际化的城市。
And this, of course, has an effect on the whole scene, on everything. In other words, with all these artists and, writers and musicians coming there, then you have this feeling it's international, but you've got an interesting feel about the city because you're meeting people from all over the world and mixing there, and this helps for this sort of tranquility. So we've got that, but then he said to me,I never really planned to come to China. I would say exactly the same thing myself, 1987. I never really planned that my life would end up in China.
This, of course, has an effect on the whole thing. On the whole thing means... on
the whole scene, the whole appearance of the city and everything in the city. It makes it a different place. Remember I said, for example, Frankfurt, there's a big business centre, a bit like London.And you know, a bit like Shanghai, you've got, you know how we talk about how Shanghai is very different, say, to Beijing, because Shanghai, you've got the Pudong, all the business going on there, it's maybe more frenetic, more frantic, whereas Beijing tend to be more, more the arts, more relaxed, this kind of thing, you can see differences in cities, depending on what the role is.
这种来自世界的影响呢，它几乎对柏林的 whole scene, 就是它的所有的景观，它的一草一木，它的一砖一瓦，它的人文，它的人文的那种气质，都留下了深刻的影响，还有巨大的影响。他说，其实你想想，这种生活富足的地方，是吧？人们又不用担心衣食了，衣食无忧，节奏又缓慢，必然的精神生活会非常的繁荣，他们的这个思想文化会逐渐慢慢的就走到了一个高度。I never really planned to come to China.所以说就我自己来讲我这一辈子也没有说哎呀专门设计过打算过说要到中国来这是一切都是偶然。
Yeah, this is true, Jing Jing. People come here, they never think they're going to end up living and working, settling down in China.
Who knows?
But they come here and it's happened to a lot of people who I've known. Now, what happened with David? My university in Berlin at that time offered an exchange semester program to Hangzhou.And I stayed there half a year as a student, 6 months as a student in Hangzhou, walking around the West Lake, drinking tea, the tea houses. I'd imagine this what would happen. And now I'm here more than 4 years and not planning to go back to Germany.
哎，真的特别有意思。你看他是怎么来的 ？My university in Berlin， 我柏林那个大学啊。At that time， 在当年呢 ，offered 提供了一个 exchange semester program 交换学期的计划 ，to 杭州，类似于交换生吧，交换学生。那你们这边的学生到我们那儿去一年，我们这边学生到你们这儿来一年，就这样的。I stay here a half year as a student， 我在这儿待了半年啊，就是一个大学生。And now I'm here more than 4 years. 而如今我在这儿一待就待了四年。你看老布都笑了哈。
Yeah, it's actually a lot of years to catch up because 老布 now is 28 years, 静静。
老布笑而不语，他也是说，哎呦，来去中国看看吧。一看，好家伙，不回去了，一来28年了哈。And no planning to go back to Germany. 我甚至连德国这么好的那个国家，那么好的城市，我都不想回去了。其实你说我们作为中国人对自己的国家感到骄傲啊，觉得我们国家好，这个很正常。但是我们看了那么多，听了那么多的外国人，对中国印象也是属于一来就不想走了，这个确实让我们觉得神神的骄傲啊，哈，觉得哪儿好啊，吸引了他们是吧，确实好。
So he's saying that, but I don't have any reason. It means he doesn't have any reason to go back to China.Sorry, Jing Jing. Oh, a bit of a mistake there. I don't have any reason to go back to Germany. China, for many people, has many opportunities. And if you're lucky and catch one of these opportunities, you indeed have many ways to find things you might not find in your home country.
好了，他肯定是有原因的。到底是什么原因呢？连德国都不想回去了。I don't have any reason.China, for many people, has more opportunities. 他说我真的没有理由再回德国了哈。后面他这句话没说，他意思就是说我没有必要再回德国了，因为中国对许多人来讲有什么？有机遇，有 opportunities。 好，看来德国的富足平静不能再吸引他了。 If you are lucky, 如果你幸运的话， and catch one of these opportunities, 然后你捕捉到了这样其中的一个机会， you indeed,你将会十分肯定的 have many ways to find things you might not find in your home country. 你会找到那些在你的国家从来找不到的新鲜的东西。
Okay, changing question time.
哦，这就是第一段哈，这么快就进入到第一段的答题环节了。
Number one, how does David describe Berlin?
好的，来一个本土人 ，David 是如何描述柏林这个城市？
Number two, what does Bruce May remember about Berlin?
布鲁斯对柏林有什么印象呢？
Three, what makes Berlin very international?
是什么让柏林这么国际化？
Four, why did David come to China?
为什么 David 会来中国？
Five, why does he not plan to return to Berlin?
为什么他再也不打算回到柏林了？这一边要需要你的眼睛呢，离开你现在正在看的文本啊，望向天花板，望向你的窗外，望向你的办公室，各种地方。然后你竖起耳朵仔细听，希望这几个问题一会儿我们在问的时候，你用自己的语言在心里默默的来回答。
I'm from Germany, Berlin.
The last time I was in Berlin was 1987. And guess what? I was on a train coming to China.
I'm going back 3 times a year, and still it changed very fast. I'm sure you will be surprised if you might go the next time to Berlin.
When I was in Berlin, it was still a divided city, and I made various journeys into the east.
Berlin is one of the most livable cities in the world. Best place to be.
Outdoor cafes, people sitting by the river, drinking wine, drinking coffee.
Yes, Berlin is still, until nowadays, one of the most coziest, relaxedest cities. Everybody enjoys life. It is, on the other hand, a city with the lowest income in the whole country, Germany. On the other hand, it is the cheapest city in Germany. Berlin is a very international city. Many artists and influencers from the whole world are boiling together in one pot, Berlin.And this, of course, has effect on the whole scene and on everything. I never really planned to come to China. My university at that time in Berlin offered an exchange semester program, which brought me to Hangzhou, Zhejiang. And I stayed there for a half year as a student, so I came as a student. And now I'm here for more than 4 years, and I'm not planning to go back to Germany. I do not have any reason. China, for many people, has many opportunities. And if you're lucky and catch one of those opportunities,Indeed, you have many ways to find things which you might not find in your home country. I joined GS2.
好，这就是我们听到的第一段了哈。嗯，还是有淡淡的德国口音，但是口齿非常清楚，很适宜大家来做听力学习。 你看我们这节目里这么多的外国口音啊，你要是段段都能听下来的话，这是你的语音库里头资料就已经积累的相当丰富了。那天还有个同学问说，老师我想考雅思，但是现在雅思呢里边有这个澳大利亚口音，请问澳大利亚口音又是个什么特色呢？你看多听老布的节目，澳大利亚口音都好多了，都成捆了，是吧？一定要听哈。How does David describe Berlin?
One of the most livable cities in the world.
世界上最宜居的城市之一。What does Bruce remember about Berlin?
People sitting by the river drinking wine, drinking coffee.
就记得那种小资的场景了哈，坐在河边悠闲的喝咖啡喝酒。What makes Berlin very international?
Many artists and influences from the whole world are boiling together.
艺术家的影响啊。Why did David come to China?
His university in Berlin offered an exchange semester program to Hangzhou.
老布在念这些文本的时候，大家注意听他的语音啊，这有助于你听懂啊，终有一天开窍听懂他的语音。Why does he not plan to return to Berlin?
Because China offers many opportunities.
中国，发展中的中国，特别有活力，很吸引外国人，这是我自己的感觉。
Okay, Jing Jing, now we're going to talking about wine.
好，第二段来说说酒。
Cheers, Jing Jing.Click your glasses. Cheers. Now, David tells us, I joined Cheers 2 years ago, right? So he's been working with the company for 2 years. We were a small startup at that point. A startup, we talk about startup companies. People take a chance, they go for a venture, and they start up a company. So a startup is a name you use for a new company, a new venture.
Oh, got it. I joined Cheers.我加入到 Cheers 这个公司呢，是两年以前的事儿 ，two years ago. We were all 我们那个时候呢，还是一个小小的。啊，这里有个短语叫做 startup， 中间有个小横线，这里呢做名词，什么意思呢？新兴公司，新开张的企业，新兴公司 startup 连用叫新兴公司。At that point of time 等于 when。在那个时候，我们还是一家刚刚兴起的啊，刚刚开始起步的一个小企业。
We developed very fast. So the company rocketed ahead right from the start. People liked the model, they liked what was happening, and we developed very fast. And I changed my positions quite a lot. So in other words, came in at a relatively low level, but very quickly moved up through the system to take on various responsibilities within the organization.
他说呢，我们这公司发展特别快。完了我呢 ,changed my position. 这什么意思啊？我换职位，我职位也换得很多。那从他这个人发展来看，绝对能看出他这公司发展得很快，是吧？一会儿做销售，哇，一会儿当经理了，哇，一会儿又往上升了，说明这公司业务发展得可以。
I'm still responsible for the reporting. Reporting, well, you're doing reports on the different shops, different produce you've got. You're producing documents. You're doing reports. That's what it means, and that's part of the responsibility he had, and part of the operations. Operations, the everyday operation, getting the staff in, make sure the businesses are open, make sure the supplies are there. So the day-to-day operation. But right now, I am taking care of the marketing. Marketing very important in a company. If you don't market your product, nobody knows about it. Therefore, you don't.Do well. You've got to have positive marketing, and that's part of his responsibility.
这两个男人哈，聊完了酒，聊完了旅行，开始聊自己的工作啊，这个也是很正常的一种交际聊天的一种流程。这段呢，大家可以学一学。比如说，你也是在公司做这些工作的，可以知道怎么来介绍自己。比如说，你说啊，公司发展很快，那我也是经常频频的哈换这个职位，是吧？其实就是说自己频频升职的那个意思。然后你说，那我现在在公司负责什么呢 ？Be responsible for something， 就是你在公司负责做什么事儿，你对什么东西负责，你负责哪一块的工作。我负责什么呢 ？Reporting， 报告，可能就是各个门市啊，的一些经营情况啊，我得做报告，叫 reporting。Part of the operation。Operation 就是运作，那公司运作的一部分呢，我也负责，就不详细说了，就说啊 ，part of the operation. Right now， 现在呢 ，I'm taking care of， 又来了 ，take care of 跟前面那个 responsible for 也是一个意思，就是我负责。你看看，你负责什么工作，就学了两个短语了 ，marketing 市场。
It is a very exciting, fast environment. This is very important. if your company is not doing good, you know, it's going to be slow, it's not exciting, it's dull. But if you're in a fast-moving company like this one, then it's very exciting because there's always something happening, always something new, and you're developing new produce and so on. So it keeps my attention all day long. Now, if you're not moving fast, you're not developing things, your mind starts slowing down. You're not developing things. You're getting slower and slower. But if you are in a fast-moving organization, then you're doing many different things during the day. Time passes quickly.
好的, it's a very exciting, fasting environment. 我工作这个环境啊，哎呀，非常的刺激，新鲜，刺激。而且呢运作很快 That keeps my attention all day long 每天呢都会紧紧地抓住我的注意力每一分钟都会紧紧抓住我的注意力那看来这工作是高强度的哈但是你想如果一个公司它是发展缓慢啊，这个很无聊像死水一样这个员工也会觉得死气沉沉的那这样的公司就好啊，做证明他们业绩做得好We based in Beijing.
Right, we're based here in Beijing. Our headquarters is in Beijing. Why? Because this is where it all started. And also, sometimes it makes sense to have your headquarters in Beijing because you're in the capital and the distribution points from Beijing, transport connections are very, very good. So Beijing is often the headquarters for companies. So they're in here. But he says, I was asking whether he travels around China and he says, well really, I stick to the city of Beijing. In other words, I stay here even as we are now opening many stores elsewhere in China. So he really make sure that he's staying in Beijing to organize the growth of the stores because new stores are opening in Beijing new stores are opening other parts of China and it's very important to keep your hands on everything here
我觉得这两句英文也非常的实用你比如人家问你说哎，你们公司总部在哪啊、We're based in Beijing 我们公司总部呢在北京 Our headquarter 我们的总部你看 based 也是我们的基地嘛 headquarter 也是总部嘛Now, our headquarters in Beijing, 也这么说。好，然后别人说啊，那你们公司也有分公司吗？你在哪儿啊？你就说 I stick to the city Beijing. Stick to 就是 stay 的意思。我现在就待在北京这个城市。Even as, 就即使 we are now opening many stores elsewhere in China. 即使我们公司现在呢，在北，就中国各地都有一些 many stores, 分指分店。
So, Jingjing, you know about the one in Dongdaqiao, Lu. Well, there's now many, many, many stores throughout China, and it's expanding rapidly. So, you know,
我第一次看到 Cheers 就是在东大桥上看到的，有好多免费酒可以喝那种。你经过他还必须塞给你一小杯喝。我说哇，这家店啊，店面不大，真大方啊。
Where was it? The one that I'm more familiar with is at the Yashou, it's quite near our house, so it's very convenient. But anyway. So, we've got, other cities have already joined the Cheers family. This is quite an important word here. Other cities have already joined the Cheers family. There's an emphasis. You're talking not the company, we are talking about the family.
Yeah.
Right? That's quite an important, ploy or marketing point because you're getting people involved. So in other words, the people who are the staff, the people who are working the shops, but also the customers. Everybody is part of that family. And you've got, for example, membership cards. You can join in the family, they get the TV. So it's a way of getting people involved. And they have various events that get people, bring people together. So you feel it's a family.
瞧瞧这句话里面 Other cities have already joined. 其他城市呢也参加到了加入到了 Cheers 起饮的这个你看他没有说冷冰冰的公司是吧他说的是 family, 他说的是这个家庭你看一下就有人情味了。But my responsibility are here. 我的职责呢当然还是在这里 I stay here,、
yeah.
我就在北京城。
Now, we now jump back to Germany, we're talking about wine. And I went back to my student days, my romantic days, Jing Jing. So we're talking about, Germany was a place from where we always had fine wines. This is me talking. Germany, when I was young, German wine was seen as, you know, really some of the best. Beautiful wine from the Rhine, the River Rhine, and southern Germany, very popular. Right?
我们来看啊，德国给人的印象是出好酒吧，确实是，不仅啤酒好，红酒也好。Germany was a place from where we always had the fine wines. Fine wine, 好酒，佳酿啊 ,fine wine. beautiful wines from the Rhine.
Yeah, the Rhine wine.
Rhine 这个地方，我记得那次 Henry 老师教过我们哈，这个地方就是莱茵河，莱茵河和莱茵湖畔的莱茵湖。莱茵河湖畔的这个湖畔的好酒 and southern Germany were very popular、
yeah.
还有德国南部的酒也是非常的受欢迎
Yes, Germany is very good wine country, says David. Still offering very decent wines for fair prices. German wine, German beer, German food, very popular in, here in Beijing.
嗯，可不是吗？说德国现在呢仍然是一个出产好酒的国家still offering 还提供给全世界各地呢很多 decent wines decent 这词不得了哦高档的有水准的啊，高质量的优质的 for fair prices fair 什么意思啊
It means it's not too expensive
对相对来讲还可以的价格适中的人家付得起的就不是高价哈、啊、这叫 fair prices
So in our stores in Cheers In the Cheers stores, we have a wide assortment of German wines. See, if it wines from different countries, and there's a selection, of course, of the German wines. And I'm then suddenly back to my student days, and I'm saying, when I was a student, we used to drink Liebfraumilch.
I cannot press. I cannot.
Liebfraumilch.
没完了完了我说不了这词儿哈他说在我们的店里呢 Cheers We have a wide assortment Assortment 是什么呢就是各种种类都有那种大杂烩似的我们有各种种类的德国酒德国红酒 When I was a student 老布这个时候马上接过话才说我们经常喝那个叫 Liebfraumilch这个是莱茵的甜葡萄酒叫圣母之乳
see this was to impress your girlfriend because you would sit in the restaurant and you'd ask for a bottle of Liebfraumilch and she wow you understand wine you know but it was only one we knew about
老夫炫耀了一下说这个词很适合在酒店里哈向女生炫耀突然说一个
yeah so we were trying to be sophisticated David was laughing when we were talking about this and he said yes we have it here in Cheers in the traditional blue bottle、
oh.
so it's a blue bottle that this German wine comes in and it's one of our best sellers everybody loves it and drinks it
oh 真的
yeah we loved it too you know, when you had your girlfriend out you had theYou know, steak and so on. Oh, memories.
你看看，一说这酒名儿，让 David 马上就知道了。他说：“有，我们 Cheers 奇饮呢也有这款酒，它被装在一个 traditional 传统的 blue bottle 蓝瓶儿，
蓝
瓶儿。听一说蓝瓶儿，好像觉得是补钙什么之类的。blue bottle 哈。”里边有，而且呢卖的可好了。It's one of our best sellers. Best seller 就是
yeah, popular.、
哎、对，非常受欢迎的，买的特别好的。Everybody loves and drinks it.
One reason for taking it, German, you know it's good. You know it's a long brand, and we loved it as a student. And so that was the one when as a student when you're out dating. There's, yeah, I'm talking about romance again, Jing Jing. we used to love going out to have a steak and Liebfraumilch. So here I was dating the girlfriend, and we'd have this bottle of Liebfraumilch with a steak. And David's tried not to laugh because what you should be doing when you have a steak is red wine, not the white, wines. Liebfraumilch was a white wine. But you should be having the red wines with having the steak because this showed that I was not sophisticated.I was pretending to be sophisticated, but really, in fact, if you were sophisticated, you would have Hong Putiljo.
Ah, red wine. 这句话很有意思。他说 ，This was one of that was the one when as a student. 啊，老布说，当年我是个学生的时候呢，就 you were out dating 哈、啊，出去约会啊，一个约女生的时候 ，we used to love going out to have a steak. 我们就配点牛排，然后喝点这个莱茵的甜白葡萄酒。你知道吗？约会是一定喝红葡萄酒的。他点个白葡萄酒，这就证明他其实都是比较前面的一些成熟都是自己装出来的，对吧？他其实当时还并不明白这个酒的含义是什么。 啊，不说呀，学生时光是他人生中最浪漫的时光。
So David's kind of laughing at this, then he says this goes, for a nice warm summer night on one of our terraces. This means the terrace outside the store, like Sally Town at Yasho, there's an area of tables outside, so you're sitting out on the terrace, right? That's what you call it, out on the terrace, maybe a raised portion, raised platform with tables. That becomes a terrace, just like the German beer cellars or wine cellars. You sit on a terrace in front of the stores, and the leaf for milk is a very good choice. Good choice because it's cold. If you eat white wine, you should
cold
serve it cold. No, that spoils it and waters it down. But you keep it in the fridge, keep it cool. There's temperature, you must have the right temperature. And in a hot evening, to sit outside, have a nice glass of cold wine, chilled wine can be very, very pleasant.
Leaf
from milk.
Live from milk.
静静
Live from milk. 这个就在夏天的夜晚哈，坐在我们这个店门口的这个阳台外边哈，来一杯又是冰冰的啊，这种感觉是非常好的。其实我觉得我自己个人觉得白葡萄酒更好喝一些，我不知道为什么，反正每个人的口味都不一样，当然也喝的不多，也不太懂哈。好，来看第二段的问题。
Number one, what does David do at Cheers?
好了 ,David 现在 Cheers 工作是什么呢？
Number two, how does he find working at Cheers?
他觉得在 Cheers 工作带给他一种什么感受？
Number three, Cheers was originally based in Beijing. What is happening today?
本来呢总部在北京，如今有什么样的如今这个情况怎么样？
Number four, where do Germany's fine wines come from?
哎 ,German 最好的酒是来自于哪些地区？
Number five, what German wine does Bruce remember from his student days? That was a long time ago.
好了吧，老布年轻时代哈，最浪漫的时代，他喜欢出去约会的时候喝的酒是什么酒呢？第二段。
I joined Cheers 2 years ago. We were a small startup at that point of time. We developed very fast. I changed my positions quite a lot. I am still responsible for the reporting and part of the operations. Right now I'm taking care for the marketing as well.And it is a very fascinating, exciting, fast environment, what just keeps my attention all day long. We are based in Beijing, our headquarters in Beijing, and I stick to the city Beijing. Even if we are now opening very many stores elsewhere in China, many other cities already joined the Cheers family. But yeah, my responsibilities are here, and I stay here. Yeah.
Germany was a place where we always had the fine wines, the beautiful wines from the Rhine and southern Germany were very, very popular.
But yeah, Germany is a very good wine country and still offering very decent wines for fair prices, which causes that we are still today in Cheers, in our stores here, having a wide assortment of German wines.
We used to drink with as a student Liebfrau Milch.
Yes, we still have it. We have it here in Cheers in the traditional, typical blue bottle. We offer it and it is one of our best sellers. Everybody loves and drinks it.
That was the one when we were out dating, you know, when you were a student. We used to love going out to have the steak and the Liebfrau Milch.
For a nice summer night, a warm summer night out of one of our terraces in front of our stores, the Liebfrau Milch is still a very good choice.
最后这一段啊，老布约女生啊，带你装什么带你飞的这段经历，还让老布真是忍俊不禁啊，想去装一下吧，结果点错酒了，你说说这个。Laugh about it. What does David do at Cheers?
Reporting and marketing.
现在在做 reporting 报告工作和 marketing 市场工作。How does he find working at Cheers?
Exciting, fast environment.
好，他喜欢这种快速的、快节奏的工作环境。Cheers was originally based in Beijing. What's happening today?
It's opening stores now right across China.
哇，现在全中国都开始在开着了啊。Where do Germans fine wine come from?
The Rhine and southern Germany.
你看，今天我们竟然知道这样的知识，以后再跟朋友们。带他飞的时候，你可以告诉他，德国最好的酒就是来自于莱茵和南部地区。What Germany wine does Bruce remember from his student days?
Liebfrau Milch.
这个点牛排竟然配一个白葡萄酒，是吧？女生都哭了，是吧？老婆还挺浪漫的。好，这就是今天给大家带来的两个男人在一杯酒哈，聊到了一些有趣的事儿。你看，以前的老账都翻出来了。Thank you very much, Bruce.
Okay, Jing Jing. Cheers.
Cheers. 谢谢大家的收听。在这里，我们也会说一句 Cheers.